Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Coming up on today's show, we go from 4 to 3, and we'll see if Violet can bust a smile for once, and of course, say hello to our special guest, Rick Barker, coming up in a few. Buzzes in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, with over a billion downloads in 2015, you made AfterBuzz your one-stop, one destination for true after-show entertainment, and this is the American Idol recap here on AfterBuzz TV. I am JC Rubio, and Jason, who do we have playing right now? Is that Callie?
Callie, yes, Rhody.
I can't read her last name because I don't make
Callie Rhody.
But it's called Fangirl.
Yes, and this song is dedicated to me because I am your ultimate fangirl.
Yes!
If you're an American Idol contestant, she will sleep with you.
Oh my God! Every week!
45 seconds in and I've lost the... I've already lost it all, guys.
Hey. You've lost the 13 and under.
There we go. Hey! Let us know what you think. Chat roll, what's up? Follow me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope. But let us introduce our wonderful host, starting with the lovely lady to my left.
Hey, everybody, I'm Violet Kanyan, and you can follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyan.
Across the table.
I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
I'm Jason.
After Buzz, iTunes, we have a very, very special guest in studio tonight. He was actually, now, Taylor Swift's, what was his, former manager?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Technically her second manager.
Okay.
So when she got to Big Machine Records, that's when I came into play, so...
But also, more importantly, you are the social media mentor for all the Idol finalists. So you're going to give us an insight, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll tell you what I can tell you. I'll also tell you what I tell them. You know, what I did is I got brought in by Scott Borchetta at Big Machine last year.
Okay.
He said, look, he says, we need to teach these kids how to be artists because Fox focuses on the television side of things, which they should. It's a television show first. But at some point, I always tell him, like when I met him this year, I said, I got good news and bad news. I said, good news is one of you is going to get a record deal. I said, the bad news is none of you are prepared for it. So I got 8 weeks to teach you what it means to go from being a television person to an artist. And most of that just has to do with fan engagement. So it's fun.
Already kicking the knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Rick Barker.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for kicking the knowledge already.
No, absolutely. I'm in here getting the knowledge. You know, that's. I walked in, I'm already taking pictures. I'm like, okay, these are cool lights. Yeah.
Remember, guys, to chime in. Let us know your thoughts on what happened tonight and overall thoughts on the episode. Let's jump right in. What did we think?
Yay!
Yes. It was super.
Yay! Can you kind of verbalize it?
I'm just happy with the top three. I think this is the perfect
they got it right.
Top three. America absolutely got it right. I was a little scared about Mackenzie and Dalton. I thought it was going to be one or the other, and... Y'all know me and Dalton. I'm very excited.
Anything else stood out to you tonight? Just off the top of your head.
I thought it was really good. I always love when they go home. I feel like that's like the best TV.
Yes.
No, not like home. Like,
dude, you're brutal. Yeah.
He's like their Simon, just so you know.
I love that. No, but when they go home for like the parade.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Not like when they get voted off the island.
Yeah. Depends on who it is.
I agree with Jason. I like when they go home because it's when they become the most vulnerable. So some of them who have been able to kind of hold their emotions together, they break down once they get back.
Yeah, I thought it made Mackenzie seem more likable than he has all season.
Really?
Yeah. I did too.
Wow, I've always thought he was likable since day one. There's something about him. Just his story.
I think it made him seem deeper because he just seemed like
he's the cool kid, right?
Yeah. Now, Rick, you've been here now for a minute. You know.
Yep.
Does it ever tug at your heartstrings when you have to say goodbye to a contestant?
It does, and that's why it's one of those things where you fall in love with them. But like Scott used to tell me when I first started at Big Machine, he said, get close, but realize not everyone's going to be at the Christmas dinner. You know, and that's just kind of the way that it is because it's a business. And what I try to prepare them for every week is I said, look, every week someone's going home. Mm-hmm. So we're having to strategize. We're having to sit there with the other contestants, and they're like, okay, what do we want to do? I said, one, you want to start talking about all the contestants. You know, you want to become bond. You want votes. It's a contest, for goodness sakes. You know, it's like I sit there and I tell LaPortia, I said, look, it's great to listen to what everyone's saying to you, but don't take your foot off the gas. You've got Trent, who's a hard worker, man. Trent reminds me of Nick last year. You know, Nick last year came out of nowhere, man. It's like all of a sudden he was just kind of hanging around, and then it was top four. He had that moment. And then what he realized, and this is the one thing that I tell them all, he realized that in order to win American Idol, you've got to be present on Facebook, because that's where the voters are at. They're not on Twitter. They're not on Instagram. They are on Facebook.
Is it because of the older demo that watches the show?
It is. It absolutely is.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, it absolutely is. And plus, Facebook remembers more things about us than we remember about us.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can go really spend time there, you know, especially with the streaming. So what I try to get them to do is to say, look, all of your social media platforms, they speak different languages. So just show up. That's what people want to do. Twitter, that's instant. If you need to feel good about yourself, oh, I'm having a bad day. Oh, I love you. Yeah, go tweet it. You know, in a matter of seconds, your self-esteem will come back. Facebook allows you to tell more of the story because you can't build a relationship in 140 characters. I don't care who you are.
Okay.
So in the beginning of Idol, what did we know? And this is what I told him when I spoke to the top 24. I said, has anybody here realized that Tristan's mom was in the military? And they all start laughing. I go, yeah, that's all America's seen for the last 3 weeks. And Trent has mono. And Genevieve is off the grid. And that happens until it starts breaking down. And then once it gets smaller. So what I said to them was get online every day and tell your story. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for the editors. Mm-hmm. Do it yourself.
So then how does that stop? I'm sorry, we're already getting off track because I want to talk about the actual show.
I don't even know what the track is. So.
Well, we break down the show. We break down all their songs. And
break it down. Let me sit over here and then I'll jump in later.
No, we love you.
We love this.
No, but let's say someone like Dalton, whose social media following is huge.
Well, there's a difference. There's a difference between width, which are high numbers, and there's a difference between depth. So if you look at Trent right now, Trent has depth. Trent doesn't have as many followers. He didn't come in with as many followers, but he's got huge engagement. So what happened was, and Dalton and Mackenzie will say this too, they didn't know it was smart to follow people back until I showed up. It's like, I'm like, wait a minute, why you're telling people that you really don't care if you don't respond or follow back? And they're like, oh, we never even thought of that.
So does that explain why, let's say, Nick Frattiani, he follows quite a substantial amount of
people? He does. And he'll go in, and when he gets on Facebook, he'll thank you by name.
Yeah.
Because that's something. Think about this. Who's your favorite artist?
Let's see. Justin Timberlake.
Okay, if Justin Timberlake was to retweet and call you out or thank you for something, what would your response be?
Hell yeah.
Exactly. So what I say is go make other people do the hell yeah dance.
Yeah.
That's the way they have to look at it. And that's the way Taylor looked at it. And that's what made her better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't crazy about Mackenzie from the beginning of the season.
Sure.
He wasn't one of my favorites. And then recently I had tweeted, oh, I love this performance of his. Followed me. A bunch of his fans followed me. And he started retweeting what I was saying. I was like, oh my God, I love him. He's like, great.
Once you get to know someone, once you get that personality, once you get that feeling, you know, the way that I felt like last year when Scott brought me in a year ago, he sent me the top 24. He said, give me your evaluations. Take a look. I was the only person who picked Nick. I said, this is the kid I like because he's older and I like work ethic. I know that's what it takes. You know, it's not about being pretty and sing. Turn the television on. They're everywhere. You know, that doesn't make you special anymore. What makes you special and what I like to find are the things we can't teach. Mm-hmm. We can't teach it, but we can teach it what to do, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what we go out and look for. So Nick had it. Mackenzie has it. Mm-hmm. Mackenzie is an artist. Mackenzie went about as far as Mackenzie could be in Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
I felt he peaked at Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we had seen it. That was the performance of the night. He won the night. And then last week, Trent comes along, has a very spectacular performance-wise, and then Dalton won the TV-wise with the emotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things that go into play when it comes to television.
Rick Barker really breaking it down for us right now.
We haven't even gotten into the show.
This is an inside
look
that I don't think we've ever gotten.
I think we're watching the after show right now.
This is why I'm going to start my own television show, and it's going to be called The Truth About the Music Business. Because there's a lot of people that won't tell the truth, but then they all complain that the music business is going to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? It's our fault. And it's our fault because we're unwilling to educate.
Right. You already have that ebook, right?
I have my book called $150,000 Music Degree, which is just, that was what I made as a manager. And that's how I learned. I mean, I always tell people, it's like, it was interesting walking these streets. And I'll tell you why. Because 27 years ago, I walked these same streets, but I was strung out on crack cocaine. I was living homeless on the streets here in North Hollywood, California. I lived right down the street from CBS Studios. I used to sleep into my abandoned van because I knew that the cops wouldn't get me in the bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 24 years plus sober later, it's like I realize that, you know, I've got the ability to just tell people the truth. You know, it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, I tell an artist, is it going to be more embarrassing to ask someone to go out and buy your song, or more embarrassing when you get dropped from your record label?
Right.
It's like, for whatever reason, artists will vote for me, do for me, but not a single one will come out and educate the fans and say, look, here's the deal. When I get signed to a record deal, there's a whole different level of what I need to do. I got to pay the bank back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's what the bank does. The bank pays for this, this, and this. No one's ever educated the fan because the kids think that if it's on their phone, they bought it. They own it. They support it. Not if it's just on Spotify and Pandora, because you can't pay the bank back off of streaming royalties. So I tell an artist, you're in the $1.29 friend business. If you can't build a relationship to get $1.29, I just gave a guy outside the 7-Eleven $2, and I don't know him. So if I can't give the artist $2 to support their career, it's because we have not engaged conversation.
That is
well
interesting, because I feel like I'm a huge fangirl too. And the artists that I love are the artists who I will pay for their music.
Absolutely.
Like, I'll always buy a Taylor album, I'll always buy a Kelly album, I'll always buy a Demi album.
But you know what? Taylor will not only tell you to buy her record, she would stop by your house, pick you up, convince you to buy 10 by the time you got there, because they're perfectly sized to fit in a stocking.
I ordered it for my dad, so like, it's true.
There you go.
There are some great questions, actually. We're going to save them till the end of the show.
I'm here. I'm yours. Yay. Whatever you want.
All right. Well, let's get into our very first performance, and unfortunately, we had to say goodbye to Mackenzie Boer. And like he's, yes,
every
Violet,
time,
please.
Hallelujah is sung on the show, I think of Jason Castro's version, mm-hmm. which I thought was phenomenal. I thought that was his moment. And then I started writing my notes while Mackenzie was singing, saying, Jason had the best version of this, like nobody can top it. And then I was like, whoa. And I actually wrote, never mind. Like, this was amazing.
It was.
This was so good. In the beginning, I was like, okay, this is nice. It's the same version. And he didn't really change it this time. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy he didn't change it, because you can't really touch this song. And I thought he did so well.
You loved it. Now, did we think that the judges had an inkling? I know they don't know who's necessarily going home, but when I saw their critiques, it almost seemed very, how did I say, I don't want to say political, but they were just very, it was...
They were trying to end well.
Yes, they were. Almost like they knew, they had a sense that it was possibly between, let's say, a Dalton or a Mackenzie. I'm not putting it out there.
I feel like they might have. However, I thought this was the perfect song for Mackenzie to say goodbye to us with.
I think so too.
Hallelujah is normally a song that I don't like to hear unless it's being sung from a specific artist. But I actually think he really connected this time. And there is one of his notes when he was singing Hallelujah that I loved. It wasn't perfect, but it was raw. And it really made me connect with him and think, like, okay, he's going to be good on his own doing his Mackenzie style of music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought it was really great.
And I feel like this is a good song to go out on. Mm-hmm. Had he made it, I don't think this song would have been good to make him into the next week.
Okay.
But I feel like it's a good goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, and anything you could tell us about, like, with Mackenzie, I mean, you said it earlier that he knows himself as an artist.
Sure.
Compared to... Even some of the contestants now, I think you can still guide them in a certain direction. But I think Mackenzie knew himself almost to a point of that it would cause him to lose the show.
Sure.
But he knows himself.
To a fault.
But see, the thing is that, and what we always tell them is that this is your commercial. So the way you go out tonight is the way America remembers you. You want to be an ass. You want to be cocky. You want to be whatever. I mean, let's be honest. We all watched the show last week. Harry Connick kicked the crap out of him. The week before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just kind of came, and Harry had been a fan of his the whole entire mm-hmm. time. So it kind of shocked everyone a little bit. So tonight the judges were awesome because they knew they were going to hear all four songs. And they kind of just, I think subconsciously, just said, you know what? This is their hometown. How am I going to come back after you just see the kid was dead in a hospital and then just, you know, because it's more than this. So I think they were great the way that they played it with all four. And then the critique started coming in round two after Mackenzie left. Now back to our regularly scheduled program, yeah. Already in progress. Nice. The second performance.
No, it's spot on. No, and I was going to ask you, do you need that as to be a winner, a season of peaks and valleys as a contestant? Let's
say need to, Dalton. You need to peak at the right time, and you don't need your valleys at the wrong time.
But would you say you need one throughout the arc of the season to give you that like gravitas to propel yourself forward like
yes.
Nick last year?
Well, you know, this year with those double eliminations, that was brutal. Yeah. You know, you didn't have room for error at this time. So it's like today. So today when I show up on set, I said, hey, guys, everything you do today on stage and online determines the top two. Mm-hmm. So if you want to sit in the corner and just chill today, cool. But don't be freaked out when you hear your name called next week because you can go in. See, the difference between last year and this year, too, is last year they had a whole week's worth of voting. It was until the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you could take care of those first 2 hours for texting and everything after. Then you could sit on it for a little bit and kind of, you know, wow, that was great. I made it through. And then you could start working. Nick knew when to start working. This year, it's on, it's off. They don't get to post. They go straight to media. So we're scheduling. You know, we're using tools like Crowdfire that says, hey, here's your voting link. Pin this to the top. When the next day comes, unpin it. Start talking about them, asking questions. Right about Wednesday, slip that vote. It's all strategic at that point.
You know, can we ask you to be our social media
Absolutely.
Director during the show?
Absolutely. Whatever you need.
But let's talk about Dalton.
Sure.
You know, tonight, with the peaks and valleys, we know about him. Did he do enough tonight to maybe possibly win this whole thing?
You know what? You never know because of the social media play. I don't know that he did enough to get into the final two. We'll find out next week. You know, right now, it's like somebody asked me, they said, who do you want to win? I said, right now, and I told the producers this. I had a meeting with the producers, and I said, we have a great top five. I said, you will have a very good representative no matter who wins this thing. You know, I'm partial to them for various reasons. I think LaPortia has a story that can change people's lives even above and beyond this if she's willing to put in the work to go out and do it. I think Trent has a work ethic. He's coachable. He does everything that he wants to do. Dalton's 20 years old. He's the youngster of that bunch right now. Dalton absolutely loves music. He walks in, he goes right to the piano, he starts to play. This is all a little new for him. I think in his home piece, he said it the best. He says, I've been in this town for a long time trying to get their attention.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, everyone's there. This, I think, is just starting to come in to him.
So where are we feeling him tonight then? With calling you with Blocktober.
I was just gonna say that you could see that tonight in his performance where he was so much more engaged. And as much as, and Harry Connick said it perfectly also, his vocal abilities may not always be there, but he's so lucky that when he's on stage, he does so well. And specifically today, there was something that he was doing. You know, normally Dalton's not my favorite, and he never really has been, but tonight I really appreciated his performance, and I was happy that he was top three for his like stage presence. But I do want the other two to win.
And after the show, he's gonna sing songs that are in his range. It's not like he's going to be reaching.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like over Trent even, he has more of a place on Top 40 Radio and more of a career that I could see after the show.
Yeah. Okay. And he's also really cool. But that's a different thing. That's what, like, him and LaPortia, when they're...
Dalton
when you're,
and LaPortia? Trent.
No, Dalton and LaPortia. When you're around them, like, in person, they have, like, a very cool, almost, not untouchable vibe, but kind of. Whereas
they have the it factor.
They have the it factor. But what I like about Trent is what falls with what you say. He's unbelievably engaged with anyone. Today, there was a little boy there trying to get a picture with most of the contestants. He was with press. And the only person that he didn't, like... Trent on his own just looked at him, saw him, he's like, hey, dude, and just went straight to him. Everyone else had to get the attention.
That's what Keith Urban does, the same way backstage. He's the same exact.
Keith is awesome.
It was so precious because everyone else, they had to be like, oh, will you take a picture with him? You take a picture with him? And no one had to say anything to Trent. Trent saw him right away. And then one of the publicists was like, hurry up, hurry up. And he was just like, hold on.
You know, with Dalton, too, is Dalton, I think, from an A&R standpoint, would be the great front man for a band.
Absolutely.
I see him as a band guy.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Like
totally.
5 Seconds of Summer
Green
or something.
Day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Green
and
he
Day
can
five
be on
of
Broadway, too. Like
he
said,
he has a theatrical.
Theatrical.
He is very...
His When they say that he connects with every single word, it's every single word has something.
Sure.
He sings a note, he does something.
He's super talented.
And I think that's why, because I'm usually, especially on these shows, I'm a stickler for vocals. Like, if you don't have it, I don't want you on American Idol. But with him, I'm just like, I'm not even listening to the notes he's singing because he's so engaged in the performance.
He connects. He connects.
He really does. That's what we always say.
And I don't mean to be rude. I'm actually looking to our chat roll. We also have a live chat roll that's chiming in with their comments. So let us know what you think. Any questions you have for Mr. Barker? Of course, your thoughts on Dalton. But we're going to move on to Trent Harmon singing some Tennessee Whiskey.
Ooh.
Mm. Lord have mercy. Hold my baby, that thing. What do we think?
So good.
Is he peaking right now? Is he pulling?
Oh,
is he
100%. Because you know what's weird? When he was singing this song, I'm not that big of a fan of this song. And it took me to like 5 minutes after that I was like, oh, I really liked that.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
Darian,
that
was
true
like,
in the
okay.
beginning.
And
I was like,
afterwards,
nope,
I was
loved
like,
it.
Oh, wait a minute. That was amazing.
Well, because you know how Keith always says, don't sing with an accent unless you have the accent. Like, it's not genuine. What I love is that even though when Trent speaks, he has an accent. When he sings, he's very soulful. Yeah. But he was able to mix the two with that song. And then it came out perfectly where you, like, you know, it was rehearing Tennessee Whiskey.
He's farmed a table soul.
Yes.
Farmed a table soul. Now, with that said, I was going to ask, now with Trent, is it because he had, let's say he has the Harmonizers? I don't know if you guys have heard, that's like his little super fan group.
Oh, that's what the Fifth Harmony calls their fans too.
Oh, really? Okay.
He should change that.
No, he calls them, I thought it was the Harmonies.
Oh, maybe that's
it. Is it the Harmonies?
Hashtag Harmonies.
Oh, that's probably better.
Okay, so was that implemented during the show or was this something he did before?
No, Trent didn't implement anything before the show.
It's his
we just put his website up yesterday.
What?
Wow. Yeah, no, a lot of these kids came. I mean, it was one of those things when I sat down with this group, I sat there and I looked and I'm like, I went in and I let everyone know. I said, look, I've done evaluations on the top 200. I said, 90% don't even have a website. 90%, they don't know what they don't know what they don't know. You know, a lot of them, Idol went in and fought to get their names for them for like Twitter. The digital team at Fox is awesome. You know, they went in and they work hard for these kids, but these kids didn't know anything. I mean, when we got to the top five, three of them had a website, and three of them, I helped get that website set up for them. They just don't know. They go from contest to contest. Yeah. They jump around. They don't understand that it's a business and that it needs to be set up like a business. But so that's where my role came in last year after I left Taylor and, you know, started doing what I do now, is there were just so many people that just didn't know. There were a lot of parents with talented kids that didn't know what to do. There was no Chamber of Commerce for the music business. You know, we're one of the weirdest industries where we'll put an unqualified person in the marketplace with $500,000 investment, and when it doesn't work, we fire them. Yeah. Not the knucklehead who put them out there. Yeah. And then we do it again, hoping maybe we'll get it right this time. It's like, shame on us. You know, so we need, so it's great that Fox, that Scott, I mean, I'm on Scott's dime. Fox doesn't pay me, Idol doesn't pay me, Scott pays me to come out and be here for these kids. I fly in every Wednesday. I fly out every Friday on his dime. That's how much he cares about these kids. I mean, I found out he's in there and he's working with them every day. And last year we said, well, isn't this what all the mentors do? They're like, no. Sometimes the mentor showed up on show day. They never really got to know the kids. Scott's got an apartment here. He is in it to win it with these kids because he's the one writing the check at the end.
Nice.
And he wants them to be prepared.
That's
which
good to
I think
hear.
Is
that's
cool amazing. Because I even saw, I was at Kids' Choice Awards and Nick Frattiani's walking the carpet.
Yeah.
And you don't see any other Idol winners doing that. But that not, they're awesome. All on RCA.
Changing times.
Right.
It is. Times. Yeah, and that's 19 and Scott and sitting here going, hey, how do we make this happen? How do we do this?
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. Well, we still got one more for our hometown song, and this is La Portia Renee's Glory.
Oof.
When we feel it. Yes. Did we love it? Or
yeah. Like, what can you say? There's nothing you can say about LaPorte. She comes out every week. She kills it.
I got something to say.
There's like...
What?
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
She looked amazing.
I'm going to go against the grain. Because she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's been fantastic since day one. And this is what I brought up to Rick a few minutes ago.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
She's been consistently great from the jump. And I think sometimes you need like a little valley in there to come back up. And if you get, it happened last season with Clark Beckham, I thought. Clark was consistently fantastic. And we started as a viewer getting a little tired, and we get this underdog, like Nick Frattiani coming.
I feel
coming.
Like she has the benefit that, A, her personality really showed tonight. Mm-hmm. We saw that really sad story when she went home, and then that interaction with her not liking the song Scott picked
was
like, hilarious.
Yes.
So I feel like her personality showing more. So just because every song isn't have a huge build to it, it doesn't necessarily matter as much.
Well, I mean, just as a fan, we're like, oh yeah, she's great, she's great, she's great.
I think, yeah.
You want that surprise, and that's my only concern. Not because she's beyond fantastic, but I'm wondering if some
kids sneak in. Sorry, yeah, I agree with you. I think she needs to flip a song. Like, when the judges said they were going to give her Hello, I thought they were going to give her, like, Work by Rihanna.
And it was gonna that's the dumbest song ever. Go pull up the lyrics. Go to lyrics.com and read those lyrics.
But I feel like she should do a song like that and then turn it into a power ballad.
But why?
Because I feel like that'll make people
Well, okay, so you're talking about two different things. Going viral or having a career.
Oh, I'm saying for the show.
But for the show, okay.
We're talking about the show.
Yeah,
for her career, I think she's picking the perfect songs.
I think that she switched it up on her own. She knew what she was doing. That's why she sang her rock songs and stuff like that. Like, when she sang Bon Jovi, she didn't peak there, but we saw that she could do it. When she sang Come Together, it was a good song, but it was like, even when she stands there, she's amazing. And for me, even more so, when she's moving around, how do you move like that?
When she's
she looks at everyone, and she has such a serious face, and it's the same thing that Dalton has, where when you're looking at them, you're like, oh shit, she's looking at me right now. You know, like, you feel it, and that's what I love about the way she sings. And with Glory, first of all, that's just such a powerful song, and then, like you said, her message, like, above everyone else's, is like, it's really, you know, emotional and just empowering, because she's so young at the end of the day, but she's acting like a grown-ass woman.
She's 22.
So who won round one?
Let's give it to Mackenzie.
We'll give it to Big Mac.
As a parting shot.
I think that Mackenzie did amazing.
He did do amazing. I loved it.
And a quick FYI, we're going to have Mackenzie, right?
Tomorrow.
I was like, what?
We're going to have Mackenzie here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. So come back, send us your questions. We'll have them here live. Okay. I've been dying to get to this round.
Actually, you know what? I was supposed to mention something also.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
My second favorite was the Tennessee Whiskey song, for the record. But I just wanted to shout out Clark Beckham. He just posted, he did a cover of Tennessee Whiskey with Madison Ryan. Sorry,
I had to say it.
Did Clark ask you?
Yeah, here's the thing. She ain't sleeping with Clark unless they get married. Okay, that's Clark. Yeah, it ain't happening.
I told you that.
I'm not trying to. Oh, my goodness.
There had to be a marriage proposal and the day. It would be it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Jason loves to set my ass up. No, I'm looking out for my friend, so that's all.
Now, I was going to ask you.
Sure.
Who's not the American Idol winner, but who's the winner at social media of the people left?
Trent.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, Trent treats it like a job. Trent is consistent. He does it every day. Some of the others have to be reminded, you know, and it's okay. You know, I'm not breaking it. You can go look at their socials and answer that question. The kid is consistent with what he does. That's why his family hasn't been here the whole time. Mm-hmm. He treats it like work.
I can't wait to talk about that with his family showing up. You know,
Can we just talk about that
sure,
now?
Sure, of course.
I've actually wrote the question for you. Was there any bit of him being like, oh, they're here, like my superstition?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I haven't talked to him about it because he didn't know it was happening. None of us knew it was happening. I did meet the family afterwards, introduced myself. They said I must be pretty special if he refers to me as Uncle Rick, you know, because in his phone it's Uncle Rick. It's like he's the politest kid. He is the kid that you want to bring home. Mm-hmm. You know, as a dad, that's who I want my daughter to date, is somebody like Trent. He's just, he takes it so serious. He's like, I came here. But look back at the whole entire show. Yeah. It hasn't gone well for him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, here's the mono.
We couldn't stand him in the beginning. But you know what? The mono!
No, but you know what? Sometimes I think we can't stand them because it's like, we've heard it already.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but it's television. Yeah. That's what I remind people.
You have to keep remembering
that. Yeah, it's television, and he made for great television. But absolutely. The fact that he's come so far, the fact that he can sing just about anything, but the fact that every week he goes in, it's like, when you see these kids rehearse, they bust their tails, man. They go in, they're working with the choreographers, they're working with the stage people, and then they have to go take a song that they might have known, cut it down to a minute and 50, go into the studio, record the full version of it, and then come back and cut it down again. It's like, I don't know how they do it.
How do they not blow out their voices? Because I've heard that once you have the band behind you, even on rehearsals, they just want to belt it out, and by the time you get to the
In-ears is what saves their voice.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is if they were just using floor monitors, which a lot of shows used to do, you had to walk around and the monitors were flat, they were in the floor, but because they have in-ears, that helps. a lie.
It's kind of interesting with Trent, though, because it reminds me of Nick, too, where I feel like Nick's voice toward the end of the season got so good because you could tell he was putting in the time.
He was, but what's funny is Nick forgot, and no one ever really told him that you lose more of your voice or strain on it in the talking part. So after 2 days of interviews, after being the winner, he was done.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, I've sang all my life, and this never happened. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into
it. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's bounce around. Since we started talking about Trent, what did we think about JT's Drink You Away?
I love this song for him. I feel like this is the kind of album I want to make him hear. Or I want to hear him make. I thought it was a little wordy. Yeah. To me, it sounded like he was trying to remember the words while he was singing it. Mm-hmm. But I like the style of music for him.
I don't know the song, so I didn't know how to take it. It was a good performance. I didn't care for it, but...
Now I was going to say, Ricky, listen, we're super fans.
Sure.
And taking our feedback, does that somehow play to you? As well as saying, like, this is our feedback. Because we're fans of Trent.
Sure.
We're fans
sure.
of Justin Timberlake. And... I have to be honest, this was the song that I had a little trouble with. I don't know if he was trying to be similar to JT. And Trent's a fantastic
sure.
artist. I've listened to all his stuff on YouTube, and he's incredible. But this seemed a little, out of the three performances tonight, I felt this one was the little one that I don't know if he was trying to fit into Justin Timberlake. You know, hearing so many voices, what happened on that song?
I don't know that anything happened with it. I think that... What makes that song special is the soul that Justin brings to it. So I think Trent wanted to show, hey, I can do this too, because I agree with Jason. I think this would be a great lane for him to go down because, I mean, the bars, he plays the Chris Stapleton songs. He plays country music. I mean, if you listen to any of his jokes, everybody goes, so what's your song today? He's like, it could break your heart. He's been saying that from the beginning, you know, yesterday on the Facebook Live video. What's your song you're performing tomorrow? Your hometown song, it could break your heart. You know, he's that guy. But I think right now it's a television show and they love the runs and they love the soul. And even though, you know, LaPortia didn't like that song, she killed that song.
Yes, she did.
And I remember last week when she came and she's like, man, I got this thing. I said, Scott loves it when his artists come to him and talk to him about these things. She's like, really? I go, yeah, go talk to him. Everybody's scared of him. He's like, he's such a great guy. He's a music guy. He's like, look, if you can't sell it, I'm not going to force you to do it. He's the one putting you out there. But it's like, tell him why. You know, Garth Brooks did that song Papa Love Mama, and he never ran a truck into a house and killed anybody.
Yeah.
But he tells a great story.
Right.
You know, so LaPortia, what I said with her was, you got to tell everyone's story. You're a storyteller. That's what it is that you do. And she does it so well.
Oh, so well.
Yeah, and thoughts with that. Even though she didn't want to sing this, with her personality and her charisma, she still won us. She won me over.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I'm like, even though she... It wasn't her jam per se.
Well,
but
because
we love
finale
her for that
song last year with Clark, we all knew he didn't like that song. And I think approaching it differently, like how LaPortia approached it, made her so likable.
Right.
The way Clark approached it, I think.
Well, in Clark's defense, the song was ish. Are you talking about his?
Yeah, but also to Clark's non-defense is that there were so many things he would not sing about. So when you're trying to get a song placed on radio and your beliefs, which I admire him,
he's
and he's
religious,
a dear friend.
The way.
Yeah, it's like there wasn't going to be drinking songs. There wasn't going to be making out songs. Well, turn on the radio.
Yeah.
Everything's about drinking and making out or making out while you're drinking. You know, I mean, there's so many things. So what Clark did was Clark stood to his guns and Nick said, what do you want me to sing?
Right.
I want to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a career. I want to do this. Because if you come in and you start trying to dictate everything...
Then it just ain't going to work.
What you do is you have to do your research. You know, it's like he could have killed a Jason Derulo song. And there's probably songs out there that could have been written for him. But Clark, being the person that Clark is, and that's why Clark is who he is, said, I don't want to do... It makes it really hard to give you... Not every song can be, I'm a victor. You know, it's like, really?
Right.
Again? You know, we hear that all the time. It's like, that's what made it hard.
Flexibility. There needs to be a little bit of flexibility in there.
There needs to, if you want to be in this business and you want somebody else to write the check for the business, there better be a lot of flexibility.
Collaborate.
But
because,
I think that's the same thing. Like, LaPortia didn't want the song. If she didn't say anything, you wouldn't have known.
No, absolutely.
She murdered that song.
But the way she said it showed you the class that she is as a person. and made us fall in love with her a little bit more.
Exactly.
All of us went, you go, girl.
And then you see, and then you see Scott cracking up.
Yeah.
He is totally cracking up. And that's what makes a great host. Ryan was able to draw that out of her.
Yes.
And it made for a great moment on television.
Ryan is a fantastic
host. Ryan is ridiculous.
Now, is there media training that all the finalists have received throughout their journey so far?
I don't think there's media training. They just learn how to talk to people. You know, it's like, I mean, I go down the row and I'll sit there and I'll go, dude, take your gum out. When you're crossing your arms, you're telling people I'm bored, even though you're not. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. I mean, it's just, it happens. The more they get to do it, it gets better. But I hate, in my opinion, hate's a strong word, I hate media training. Because I remember when I was doing radio and, you know, they'd be like Kenny Chesney. They'd go, Kenny, man, that's a beautiful hat. You know, when we were in the studio cutting this record, you know, it's like, dude, how's the family? You know, that line and that song, it's like they were so programmed on what they needed to say. Perfect. We get that. You know, this free form, that's how life is. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get to go in there. You want to be able to hang with your friends. And that's what I think is great about this group is they're all good friends. When they get to you guys, they know you. They saw you the week before.
They are. They're really
and they're like high fives and all that stuff. And don't worry, girl. You know, when I'm off the show, I'll sleep with you. No,
damn. I get it.
Everybody just tuned in and go, wait, isn't he married? Yeah. No, but... There, that's what I love about it. That's what I loved when I was on the radio. It's like I did my radio show kind of like we're doing this show. It's like we're at your house drinking your coffee, reading your paper, talking about the things that are interesting to you. Mm-hmm. To me, that's what makes great artists.
And that's, I think as a fan, that's what you want to hear, though.
Absolutely.
Now, did we think anything else? Let's say moving on to Dancing in the Dark with Dalton Rapatone.
So good. Oh my God, that was so good.
A scale of 1 to 10.
10.
Really?
I'm biased.
This is the song we didn't know, right?
You didn't know Bruce
Springsteen? No,
we knew that one.
That was the first one. Forgive me. It was the first one.
You didn't know the Blue October?
No. The Blue October, we didn't know.
All right.
Yes, but Bruce Springsteen, of course, I knew.
I loved it, though, again, because
I liked it too.
I feel like he makes it a Dalton song, and you don't pay attention to his vocals because you're just watching him because he has such good stage presence, and he knows how to interact with the crowd, and it's... I don't know. I feel like sometimes on these shows you get uncomfortable watching the artist because you're like, oh, I just want to like push you as you get there. And not with Dalton. You're just like, cool.
He dominates from day one, he's been just so comfortable on the stage that you're comfortable watching him. You love watching him. And I think for his first song, I feel like when he's performing, I don't know why, but every single week, I see him as a guest coming on Idol and singing. And never that. Maybe it's because his vocals aren't like runs.
Sure.
I don't know. That's
because
how
he's not doing the most.
He's
in his
not doing, but he's so comfortable that I feel like he's a seasoned singer. That you know, this is just a guest performance on American Idol.
Tonight, my theme with Dalton, he seemed like a throughback, and I really liked it. Actually, he seemed like an '80s artist to me. Like something.
It's interesting. I got a text from him on Sunday. They came back from their hometown visits. Talk about a turnaround. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like
he seemed rejuvenated. Wow.
And he says, "Hey, Rick, I don't have Scott's number, but tell him I said much love for the Dancing in the Dark track. It's perfect in every way."
Aww.
You know, so he came into the studio and he heard this track, and that's what he wanted to do was thank Scott. You know, so that's cool. He looks at it because he's like, it's perfect in every way because he knew he was going to Daltonize it. He knew it wasn't the way that it was. Mm-hmm. He knew it wasn't going to be the whole, you know, deal. I mean, I loved this version of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Now, did we love his next song? Because let's move on to the judge's pick, which was Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. I thought it was going to be perfect. And
Really?
A little bit, but it took us compared to the first two songs.
Yeah.
I didn't like the judges' picks. I thought they were too obvious.
See, that's what I'm saying. You thought it was too obvious? Really?
I thought it was.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're like, oh, he's a cool rocker. Let's give him this song.
Yeah. And it didn't. Everybody wants to rule the world for a cool rocker.
I don't know. That's what I thought.
I had hype when I heard the song. I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect for him, because I said the whole night he's like this 80s artist, Tears for Fears, perfect. But I don't know if it was the arrangement or just something.
Well, you heard the judges bring that up. Did you lower the key?
That's right.
That was
Thank
the
you.
question. And when you lower the key, it lowers the vibe. And I just felt it was kind of, because he could have, I thought, done a lot more with it. I think the judges had another idea
in their head.
It's like when Keith Urban has told him a couple, or has told Mackenzie a couple of times, either you're like, strip it completely down or bring it all the way up. Don't be in between. I feel like Dalton was in between on this.
You got to completely sell it. And our fans agree. They said, they preferred Ravon's version better. And let's see, Lynn Daniel, Rotor 13 didn't like it. And this
but he was still theatrical. He needs to be
He's still good to watch. But yeah. it just was not a good...
We'll see what ends up happening with him. You know, it's like tonight he's very humble. You know, he has this group that is behind him. You know, he has the width. Will the width come out and vote? I always say Twitter doesn't vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Facebook votes. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But I'll tell you this. This is a great final three. Mm-hmm. This was a great final four. It was a great top five. I mean, if you think back, it's like this was good. Mm-hmm. This was really good. And I'm excited for them because somebody is going to be the last American Idol.
Last one standing. And moving on to, let's see, heavyweight champions. I feel like they're almost like prize fighters right now. These last three.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Let's see. Adele. Hello? We've always said throughout the years of the show, when you're picking Adele, you're usually losing.
Yeah.
But not tonight. I thought she did a wonderful job with it. Oh, what? Disagreement? What? Okay, Violet, please.
Oh, I want to play poker with her. You know? That face.
I know. I give it away right away.
That's it.
I don't know. I thought she would do more with the song. I was kind of disappointed.
See, I feel like
now you're going to...
I wish they wouldn't have picked the song for her, though.
Me too.
Because I feel like anything, if she changes it, everyone would be like, you can't change Adele. If she does it really well, you're going to be like, oh, you did it just like Adele. And I think she did a really good job with it, but I think they should have given her something else.
It was it's really, really good, but nothing
special.
It
was also too soon. The song just came out. It just was recently played out, and then she had to perform it.
That's the point of it. If Rick's talking about Facebook Live, these are the fans
following.
What
people like and what they want to hear.
It's current. It's fresh. I thought it was to her advantage having something so current. Yeah. Adele is a goddess.
And I think it's just to the point where it's overplayed current.
And I think she didn't do too much with it to hurt her. Yeah. And I think she did just enough with it where they could see. I mean, when she's there, I said something the other day. I was talking to Scott. We were flying back, actually. We were flying back to Nashville. And I said, man, if I'm doing the A&R on La Portia, I'm going and I'm taking every song that Beyonce and Rihanna didn't cut on their last album because they get pitched like hundreds of songs. Because she could take them and make them her own.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
sure.
Somebody like Sia. Give me Sia's catalog. You know, she can do that. She did enough with it tonight to show, you know what? I am a badass. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what you give me. We all sat there in anticipation wondering what she was going to do. Mm-hmm. That's what makes her exciting.
True. Edge of your seat, make you wanting more.
What is she going to do with it?
Honestly, my favorite part of the song, though, was her hello.
In the beginning.
The beginning was beautiful.
It was very beautiful.
Now I get to show her the Ellen version with Lionel Richie because I wouldn't show it to her because I didn't want it to be in her head or mess with her.
That's
she hadn't heard it. I said, okay, I've got to show you this. So I can't wait now. I can share that with her.
All right. And actually, the chat roll tends to, they're agreeing with Violet. See, she's slaying it. I mean, they say not their favorite from the Portia. We'll see.
But I don't think it's her performance.
No, it's not. She killed everything. But
so did Trent kill it with Waiting Game? Have we heard of this artist? I have not. It is Parson James.
It was new to me.
It was new to all of us.
Oh, Keith.
You know what's weird tonight is that I've wanted the Porsche to win the whole season, and we were walking back to my car tonight, and I'm like, I think Trent's going to take it.
That always happens with Idol. The last episode, I changed my winner.
So stay tuned.
I know.
Right. No, I still want La Porsche.
I want La Porsche to take it.
For sure,
I couldn't
tell you who's going to win.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be fun about it.
Yeah. What did he do tonight? What did he do with this song that is changing your mind?
I don't know how to explain it, but you can just tell he wants it really badly. Mm-hmm. And he's being so well executed with everything he's doing, not just this performance, just as a whole, that I wouldn't even be bummed if he wins. He deserves to.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm in a place where if either wins, I'm happy, which is going to make the finale that much more exciting because you're like, who's it going to be? And that's a relief because I feel like the past couple of seasons, I'm like, I don't even, like, you're out. I hope you win.
How about this? I'm just going to stir the pot a little bit. None of us really know this song. Will this hurt him?
That's what I thought when Keith said, oh, I had to Shazam it. If he had to Shazam it, then what are we supposed to do over here?
I don't think so.
No, because it was still, at the end of the day, a refreshing performance is a refreshing performance. At least it'll be...
I feel like all of them, all three of them had a rough performance.
With the judges'
Portia, kind of. With, like, mixed up. Like, one, like...
So you're saying
Dalton
each one,
was the last one. Yeah. I thought Trent's Justin song was really bad.
Yeah.
And then La Portia, I felt like the last one.
Well, and here's what's going to happen. No one's going to lose any fans, no matter what they do.
Yeah.
When they get their fans, they keep their fans. Kind of see that. Did they pick up someone else. Mm-hmm. Are Mackenzie's fans going to stop voting altogether? Are they going to move over? Where did Sonica's fans go to? You know, Trent and Mackenzie are roommates. Was there enough Trent and Mackenzie online to make that connection? Or, you know, when you see the artwork come in, it's a face of Mackenzie, it's a face of Dalton. Yeah. You know, it's like, so there's this whole strategy that's going on right now. So that's what makes it tough to pick, because you don't know if they just disappear altogether or if they hand them over to someone else.
Who do we think Mackenzie's fans, if they do continue voting, who do they go to?
I think, well, I didn't know that they're roommates, which kind of changes things, but I was going to say they'll go to Dalton because he's like the other hard.
But if you didn't know that, a lot of people probably didn't know that either.
True.
That's right. And whose fault is that? Trent's.
Mackenzie and Trent's,
For not sharing it. So there's things that you want to get out there. You want to be able to play the game. And it's like every week America has their favorite. And then it's like, do you pull in new fans? Do new viewers come on? Yeah. Does this happen? But I never see anybody go on and go, I'm not going to like that artist anymore after that.
Right.
You know,
right.
They never do that.
Like, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
I refuse to do that. But I do want to ask you, if you were going to download one song tonight from tonight's show, whose would it be?
It would probably be Dancing in the Dark.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's so different. It's so unique and it's so different.
Nice. So
tonight.
Yeah. And I download all four. I encourage everyone to. They're available at iTunes right
now. Go to iTunes, please. Yeah. Download them all.
Yeah, I do. I just like what they do. I've had my favorites throughout. You know, it's like I loved, you know, when LaPortia sang Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. That one freaked me out.
Insane.
Yeah.
Mackenzie's Billie Jean was something that was very purchasable. You know, Dalton, they've all had these great moments. Trent, last week, dude, come on. Sharp Dressed Man,
ridiculous.
I mean, it
down
was
to
just
the swell.
Yeah, and he actually outsold the other idols last week. He was the guy.
Wow. Really?
You know, and it was wonderful, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. But the cool part is that they've all brought something different to the table, which is fun.
Has the demo changed with the show? Because usually, I've been saying it for years, the biggest voting sector of the country is the Southeast. Is it still the same?
I don't know. I haven't looked at those demographics to know. I mean, last year, if you think about it, last year, with Jax, Clark, and Nick, all from the East Coast, maybe it was because the West Coast voting, you know, there was a lot of stuff. You saw the Seattle kids. You saw a lot of the West Coast folks not being able to do that. I don't know who's sitting up watching television right now. You know, I honestly don't. I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, we don't go, oh my gosh, I can't wait till 7 o'clock. We all just kind of pick it up when we want to pick it up.
Yeah.
We all will go back and see the performances we missed. We'll scroll down the Twitter feed and we can see the performance. I don't know that it just happens to be the Southeast, because half the people living in the Southeast right now are from out here because they don't want to pay state income tax anymore like me. I moved from Santa Barbara to Nashville.
So overall, guys, what did we think about any final comments before we move on to a few good minutes with Mr. Barker?
I really love LaPortia and Trent.
I think it's going to be a Trent and LaPortia.
Oh, yeah. Mississippi duel.
There you go. I didn't think about that.
Wow, okay.
It's ridiculous,
So you guys are pretty much
And actually,
sealed.
Tonight changed who I thought is going to win.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll save that for predictions in a second. So let's spend a few good minutes with Mr. Rick Barker.
Whatever you need.
Okay, so let's talk about this. You've impassed so much information to us. Like, literally, our heads are, like, exploding.
Have that effect on people. Sorry about that.
So what's next? We know the show's wrapping up.
Yep.
Will the show come back? Do you think it's going to come back, let's say, online version? Is it going to be a... You don't think so?
Online?
We don't
That's
know
how,
the future.
You know what, though? I would not have imagined that a show that was on Amazon would win an award.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it did.
True.
You know, I'm bummed because I think American Idol should be like The Price is Right. It should be there for everyone, for always, because we all want to grow up to come on down.
Yeah.
You know? Be that person. I think it's such an awesome concept. People will always want to be discovered. Every day there's a kid that goes to their parents and says, I want to be famous. This was a great outlet for that. So I hope it does. I don't know how, in whatever capacity, that it has to come back.
So then you've told us, you've told us everything you do in social media and how you're, in a sense, you're a teacher.
Pretty much.
You're giving us the truth of the music business.
Right.
what else are you, how are you going to get that out there?
Well, what it is for me is that, so what happened is I read a book called The Millionaire Messenger by a gentleman by the name of Brendan Burchard. And what happened was, is so when I left Taylor in 2008, 2007, I was gone 185 days. So I'd drive from Santa Barbara to LA, catch a plane, land in Nashville, catch a bus. I had a daughter who was 4 and a son who was 2. And I'm like, all right, God, I'm about to make more money than I've ever made in my life, but at what extent? You know, so I never grew up with money, so I never made decisions based on money. So I chose the family, and then I went and picked up a couple other artists. I consulted Sony Music for a while, consulted Big Machine. And then I realized I sucked as a manager. I was terrible because I don't like the politics. I love the artist development. I don't want to go and have to deal with lawyers and have to deal with record companies and have to deal with that. I want to take an artist that I love and teach them how to go out and build the way that I had done in my earlier stages with Taylor. So I read a book called The Millionaire Messenger that said, make a difference and make a living sharing your knowledge and experience with others. So I'm like, okay, I got 25 years experience, 15 in radio, helped launch the biggest star in the world, worked for record companies, been on tour. So I started learning how to teach, how to share with video. So I launched a program called The Music Industry Blueprint. And it's online. You can go to my website, rickbarker.com. You can get a free copy of my book. You can get free videos. So then what I did was I realized that if I could solve problems, I would never be out of work. So I said, okay, what are the problems people were having? No one was teaching artists how to be artists. They were teaching them how to sing. They were teaching them how to perform. But no one was teaching them artist-to-fan engagement. No one was letting them know. That's the thing about Taylor. Taylor's fans loved her so much. She would have done terrible on these shows because she didn't have that big range, but she wrote songs that changed people's lives. So I saw that firsthand, the effect that music has on people. So I tell these kids, I said, look, you're your own media mogul. You've got your own media company right here in the palm of your hand. You've got your PR firm and your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram. You've got your television station and YouTube. Thank you very much. We're on YouTube right now. Mm-hmm. You've got your radio station and your podcast or in SoundCloud, and you can get paid immediately, and no one can tell you no. I mean, that makes this the best time ever to be in the business. So that's what I do now, is what happens with Scott with Big Machine is that he'll give them to me to get them ready for radio tour. So right now, we just have to change the consumer, because most of the kids don't ever remember having to go buy a CD. So they want convenience. They want Spotify. They want Pandora. And they don't understand that it's hard to pay the bank back off streaming royalty. So a big part of my job over the next couple of years is to educate, but it's also to educate the artist to say, you know what, Scott says music has value. Mm-hmm. I think access has value. I think exclusivity has value. I think experiences have value. I work with a band named Cimarelli, who's very big online, and we're in the middle of a pledge campaign right now, and they're offering fans the ability to write songs with them and get handwritten lyrics and all that stuff. So I'm just excited where the music business is going. It's never been consumed at a more rapid pace right now because of all the tools that are out there. We just have to figure out how to get songwriters paid better so that they keep writing these songs, and how to help the artist pay the banks back so our favorite artists can continue to be on the radio if that's where they want to be and that's where we want them to be.
You know, and quickly, and bringing it back to Idol, can you argue a case on, let's say, why Dalton should be your next American Idol? Trent or LaPortia?
I think all of them have the opportunity, we'll see, to do this. I don't know that there's per se an argument. I don't think that you always hear people say, oh, they deserve to win. Why? Well, we always hear people say that, though. Yeah. Oh, that person really deserves it. Why? Is what I would usually ask. Why that is. All of them are working the same hours. All of them have gotten here by various ways. Who wants it more? The difference between superstars and the difference between people that are really good that we hear on the radio usually boil down to a couple different things. Team and work ethic. Jay-Z knows his business. Beyonce knows her business. Katy Perry knows her business. Taylor Swift knows her business. Some artists that aren't here anymore, and I won't say any names, didn't know their business. Mm. Work ethic, that's what sets everybody apart. So if someone's going to spend the whole day not really doing much, do they really deserve to win? If this person's over here busting their tail, America will decide. America's opinionated, but they've all won because they're all going out on a great season. There's a lot of buzz about this show. What are they going to do with that opportunity? Mm-hmm. There aren't record companies lining up to take the next any television shows, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever person.
Yep.
But what are you going to do with it? Because in my opinion, labels want to invest in small businesses. So can you be a small business that's worth investing in?
Wow. Very, very.
I already know what I'm going to do.
We're writing notes for ourselves.
I know, I'm like,
thanks, man.
I need to go home this is my note. I'm just kidding.
I'll be listening to this in bed tonight. Like, okay, Rick said to me this. This is...
Keep replaying.
All right, guys, we come to that moment. Ray, can you give us the prediction music, please? All right. You know, I don't like to start with who's going home first, so let's talk about who's your favorite tonight. If you had to download a song tonight.
I'll tell you who went home first tonight before anybody. The studio.
Aww. Oh, yeah, we watched it. Good tour.
We were like, oh, my God.
They rolled it out right in front of you.
They're like, okay, everyone needs to be quick because they got the studio coming out. We're like, no, wait, this is too fast. I've never been in there.
Okay, I think Dalton won the night. But I don't think he's going to make the top two. But I think overall tonight, if I had to go back and rewatch, I would watch Dalton's performances.
Wow. That makes me happy.
Anyone else? who's your song of the night? Just one song. If you only had $1.29 to spend, who would it be on?
I loved Tennessee Whiskey. It was a good one. It's because I love good old like Southern country, but, you know, I'm a big fan of soul. So if you can combine the two in there together, I just want to listen and like,
do other things.
Yeah. Damn. Y'all better like defend me and tweet at everybody who's trying to.
I hate when I agree with you. It was spot on.
Right?
Wow. I've been calling Trent. Hello, can it's we go good. Back to February?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
I'll play it for you. We'll play it next week.
I knew too, and it was just the mono thing that bothered me.
It was
I'm gonna ride my horse all
the time.
It was the facial thing.
Whoever
told him to stop doing that.
Yeah.
That was a big controversy.
Who did that?
Really?
Well, it was one of the vocal coaches, and Scott had brought it up, and then the editors made a big thing out of it, and then people were like, you keep making those things, and Keith said, you keep making those faces. That's just, so it's just, no. It's fun.
We couldn't watch him.
Yeah, I had an artist that I was working with one time. I'm like, dude, you got to stop. You're so distracting.
Yes.
And they were a duo, and I said, they're going to keep her and get rid of you. If I take you into a label right now, you're done.
Oh my God.
And he went home and practiced.
That's amazing.
Yeah, mirror.
That is amazing.
Your favorite?
My favorite, honestly, I'm going to go with La Portia's Glory.
Yeah.
That gave me goosies.
Okay, so with that said, who's going home? I hate...
Well,
who do you
no
think?
One's going home because they're all
that's
kind of
true.
Going
yeah,
home.
Okay, who...
They're all going home.
Yeah.
That's true, but... Well, I already kind of said, okay, so the whole season I thought La Portia was going to win, but after last week and this week, I do think that Trent is going to win. I want Dalton to win. No, actually, I don't want Dalton to win, because I know he's going to be successful regardless. So.
That wasn't what I was asking. You just gave it away. Who's going home?
I told you. Oh, everybody.
No.
Who will be eliminated on the next show?
Blonde is a state of mind, and you just entered that state.
I think Dalton will probably go home.
Dalton's going home.
But I think it might be better for him, because I think he's going to be better, like you said, to front a rock band.
Absolutely.
As opposed to like an American Idol winner.
Okay.
He's a guy that was on American Idol that's
Broadway.
In a band. Will probably be better for him.
And for our fans, we do not know if we're coming back Wednesday or Thursday, so do we make our prediction of who is taking the whole...
If you come back Wednesday, you don't know who took the
whole
thing.
That's true.
I know. So.
See, but if we don't come back till Thursday, our predictions, should we... We can do two shows. Or are you
no,
willing
not,
to call
I'm
him?
Not saying it until I see it.
I don't know.
All right. Wait to judge.
I think Avalon Young is going to win.
Aww,
very well said. So, Ray, get us out of here, because once again, put your hands together for Mr. Rick Barker. Thank you so much. Rick, where can we find all yourself?
RickBarker.com gets you everything.
Nice.
All my socials, all everything.
Twitter
words
handle?
Of wisdom and all.
At Rick Barker Music. But if you send them to one place, then they don't have to remember all that stuff.
That's true.
And those of you that have interesting names, make sure you spell them out.
And no underscores.
Right. Man.
Jason, Jason, where can we find you, buddy?
You can find everything at jasoneichler.com. That's IKELER.
Yes, he's teachable.
Man, I'm trying to get there. Y'all can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And unfortunately, some girl took my name on Instagram, so the Stephanie Georgie.
And you can find me everywhere on my website at Violet Kanian. That's KANIAN.com.
Yes.
And you can find me at jcrubiotv.com. Yes, Ray. And what about Ray, our engineer? Where can we find you, buddy?
In prison.
And so for Ray, Jason, Stephanie, Violet, and Mr. Ray.
Rick. You keep mixing the two. Mr. Rick Parker.
R square.
Yeah.
Rick Parker.
Hey, we really do appreciate the words
Ray
of wisdom.
RickParker.com.
This was very, very.
Get us out of here. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.